I came up with an idea at the last minute that to put some of the partners' pictures behind me on stage. We're really going to do it professional because it came up with the idea. I was praying this morning, so my staff was going to work on it. But then I came up with the idea I want to have some of the partners here up here with me while I minister and impart things that I got from the partners' prayer wall. I sat down with pictures on the wall, hundreds of pictures, and I pray over all those pictures. And this morning I was inspired to start having partners' input or impartation quite often, and I'll be doing it. Wealth transference is upon all of my partners now. I'll start giving you some things. Now, I was praying actually from Ephesians 6:18, if you want to look at that. That's what I prayed over the partners this morning. Then I start getting these revelations. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit. Well, I was praying in the Spirit. Supplication is sort of like a shopping list. And watching thereunto with all perseverance. And perseverance means pressing and supplication for all sin. So I was on the prayer wall praying for you all at that time. And then the Lord usually starts speaking when you're praying. And so some of the things that he gave me, I want to share with you this morning. First thing he gave me was Proverbs 13:22. And I'm going to say two words about for sure that I want you to catch a hold of. The Spirit can breathe on them. After we read Proverbs 13:2, there's two words I'm going to speak that he gave me while I was praying. And so undoubtedly these will be impartation words for this moment. In the, you know of this verse, a good man leaves an inheritance to his children's children. Then the last part says, the wealth of the sinner is laid up for the just. I want you to say that. The wealth of the sinner is laid up for me. And then many years ago, I got the revelation, the wealth, can y'all hear me? The wealth of the sinner is no longer laid up, it's moving. And you have to have that concept in your mind. Don't just read it literally, but make it activatable. So when he gave me Proverbs 13:22, he told me to tell you this, two words, is activated. Is activated. Now, in the spirit world, God prophetically takes scriptures and he says things that cause things to speed up. So you as a partner, he says, Proverbs 13:22 is activated. Is activated because, you know, our assignment to the body of Christ is to bring them into financial freedom. So when he said that while I was praying, I started thinking, I said, you want me to share it with my partner this morning? Because now I want you to begin to just look for and see ways that the wealth transfers is taking place in your life. So we're imparting that, not just reading it historically, but this morning the Lord prophetically is imparting wealth transfer on every partner of Ever Increasing Word Ministry. Y'all receive that? It's activated. All right. Then he said, Deuteronomy 8:18 now. Deuteronomy 8:18. He said something about that. Very, very short statement he's making, but I think they are very powerful as we meditate on them. The verses, we're acquainted with most of the verses, but yet they're always a divine direction from any word of God when the Spirit move on it. Deuteronomy 8:18, but thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for it is he that giveth thee power to get wealth. Now, we talked about the wealth transfer a few minutes ago. Now, power to get wealth, and it's not just for you that he may establish his covenant, which he swore unto thy father as it is this day. So that's a powerful verse, But in Deuteronomy 8:18, he said this morning, in prayer becomes a reality. Becomes a reality. That we know too much to do so, have so little. We know so much to have so little. And so he said, it become a reality. And so when I pray in the spirit, sometimes I come out in English with some answers from God. And so he told me to do this. I decree wealth and riches in your homes. I decree. Well, Psalm 112, turn to Psalm 112. This is a decree that I believe the Spirit of God is making in the connection of our partnership. This is a decree that he's making, even though it's scripture, but now it's being decreed from an anointing and a mantle on finances. So you're going to see some changes. If you just have faith, I decree wealth and riches in your home. Okay? No matter, we'll get down further, no matter what against you, what opposition there is, they can't stop it. So then Psalm 112, verse 1 through 3, and write down Isaiah 45, 1 through 3, that's an anointing. But it said, praise ye the Lord, blessed is the man that fears the Lord. You do. That delighteth great in his commandment. You do. Go to the next verse. Watch what he's going to say. His seed shall be mighty upon the earth. The generation of upright shall be what? Blessed, right? Now look at verse 3. Now, what I'm saying is, this is not being read. This is not just being preached. This is being decreed in your life and in your home. I decree wealth and riches in your home. Look what his voice said. Wealth and riches. Where is that? Where is it? We've been confessing for years and years and years. It's time confession must turn into manifestation, turn into demonstration. There's an anointing here for it. Did you hear me? There's an anointing for it. Wealth and riches shall be in his house, and his righteousness shall do it forever. You see, just the word not going to get it in your house. See, the word has to work under an anointing. See, so I want you with me this morning. I want you to believe that God called us together for a reason, because actually God want to display his wealth through ministries, through individuals, through families, through marriages, through businesses that are dedicated to him. He want his wealth displayed. And so here with this wealth anointing, prosperity anointing, money anointing, increase anointing, overflow anointing that he placed on my life and ministry, he want me to decree out of my mouth that wealth and riches are in your home from this day forward. It's scripture. Wealth and riches shall be in his house, and his righteousness is due forever. So righteousness and wealth, they are connected. They are connected. Now, they've been rejected by organized religion because they didn't have the revelation properly. They had it wrong. They thought that a Christian shouldn't have much, shouldn't want much. But that's contrary to the Bible, contrary to the truth. So we have to receive it. We have to believe it and receive it, and we don't have to go after it. It'll come to you. But you got to have that in your thought life, in your conversation. You can't be talking about what you don't have. You know, talk about what God say that I have. So I decree that on you, and you'll see changes almost instantly if you hold fast to it. All right. The next thing he told me is, tell them the doors of abundance is open. You know, and he gave me Ephesians 3:20. The doors, so Ephesians 3:20 financially is open in your life right now. Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly, abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us. So here he's saying, the doors of abundance is open to me now. Say that. The doors of abundance is open to me now. And expect it, because this is a special call meeting just for you. I got partners from the United Kingdom, Peru, South Africa up here with me, Dave and Michelle Mahon from Peru. They just became partners. John Osborne from the United Kingdom, he just became a partner. He's got new partners coming in. They're coming in by the thousand partners coming in. The message I preach in Chicago went viral. I mean, partners coming in every day, left and right, from all over the world. And the Lord told me before I preached it what was going to happen. So the doors of abundance is open to me. Now, when you're going through your day, driving, I see some of y'all in your car, every now and then say, the doors of abundance are open to me. You see what I'm saying? You're activating what's been prophesied over you. It's not just scripture now. It's prophetic. It's apostolic. The doors of abundance is open to me. And it's for a reason, because, see, you're going to do the right thing with it. It's not just about self. It's about ministry. It's about a whole lot of things that God wants to have abundant. All right? In Luke 15:31, turn there. Luke 15:31. The days of lack is off your back. The days of lack is off my back. Say it. Don't be scared. The days of lack is off my back. I just write it down like he tell me, you know. And Luke 15:31 is a good answer. And he said unto him, son, thou art ever with me, and all that I have is thine. Wow. Wow. All that I have is thine. That's to me. He's talking to me. Say it. He's talking to me. All that I have is thine. So the days of lack in any area, the days of lack is off your back. That's what he told me to prophesy over you today. Receive that. Receive that as an apostolic importation, a financial apostolic importation on the body of Christ, on the partners here connected. You're right on it. So if you ever see lack, tell lack you lie. You don't supposed to be in my life, and I command you to leave now. All right? And that's a powerful scripture there, because yes, and I think this has been the church for a long number of time. The prodigal son, we always emphasize on the younger son, but that older son is in a worse position than the younger son. The younger son did repent and came to himself and got his stuff back. The older son is like the average church. All that God has belonged to them, but they don't know it. So they're getting the rat race. But you cannot be a partner with my ministry and stay in a financial rat race. We're not going to have that. You coming out, because you're going to walk around with a revelation that this whole world belongs to you. Because the Father said, all that I have is thine. Right? So it's nothing you can't have and nowhere you can't go. It's nothing too good for you. I had this 15-year-old girl from the UK wrote me a letter, and she said, I read it on yesterday. She wrote me a letter. She said, I'm 15, and I've been listening to you at 3 o'clock in the morning every Tuesday night. That's what time it'd be over there where she is. And she listened to me every Sunday. She said, I had my birthday, and they gave me $50. I'm sending $40 to you. So she sent the $40 in their money. And she says, you've been such a blessing to me, Apostle. I listen to you all the time, and I'm sending this seed because I'm doing what you told me to do. I'm sending this seed, and I want a new house and a new car for my mama and my aunt and the rest of my family. I said, well, y'all got it. God bless you. She got faith, 15 years old, watching, listening attentively. All right? So I declare the days of lack in their life are over. Now, here's another aspect The money cometh, anointing cometh upon you now. Stay connected so you can be directed. Very important. See, partnership has to be, the connection is there for direction. That's what I'm here for this morning, in a simple way, but by the power of the Holy Ghost. I feel the Spirit coming now, the power of the Holy Ghost to direct the partnership. I don't just want you to be a partner. I don't just want you sending no money here. I want you to see some differences in your life. I want you to have some manifestation. I want that impartation to be on your life. I want your life to change. I want you to have, you follow what I'm saying? What is rightfully yours according to God's word. So I release the money coming, anointing and mantle on you right now. Stay connected so you can be directed. Now, also, it's time to wear your wealth. It's time to wear your wealth. In Job 27, verse 16, it's time to wear your wealth. Now, I'm not just talking about clothes now. That should be a part of it. That's why I try to get men and women to dress properly. But I'm talking about your whole lifestyle should wear well. I'm talking about a wealth lifestyle. I believe God wants us to have a wealth lifestyle, and I believe we have permitted the world through activities of the world to wear wealth, and we all say, no, it's time, it's the church time to make the world say, she a Christian, he a Christian, he a minister. You follow what I'm saying? Here's a word. Job 27:16. Though he heap up silver as the dust and prepare raiment as the day. Go to the next verse. Watch what happened. Verse 17. He may prepare it, but the just shall put it on. And the innocent shall divide the silver. In other words, things about to swap out. Athletes make preachers look like bombs, you know, but that shouldn't be, because the minister carries the highest calling of the whole world. It's higher than the president. What? Higher than the governor. You see what I'm saying? Because we are carriers of God's word, but we got to know it. And you can't carry nothing in this world without no money. You got to have some money. Y'all, back there, don't we in a prayer meeting? Come out of prayer meeting and go collect your money. Then from this day forward, turn to Ecclesiastes 2:26. From this day forward, you will be strong under the wealth. No, from this day forward, you will be standing under the wealth transfer every day, no matter where you are. Ecclesiastes 2:26. For God giveth to a man that is good in his sight wisdom and knowledge and joy. But to the sinner he giveth travail to gather and to heap up, that he may give to him that is good before God. In other words, some people just, you know, wearing mush and wearing grace and they got no money. That's not God. Improperly taught. You have to have the mercy, you have to have the grace, you have to have the love of God. But my God, Psalm 24 called all of us a lie. The earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof, the world in it, the world in it. Everything belongs to God. And so God wants you representing him right. That's why they got upset with Isaac. Isaac sold and became so rich, the town council came and asked him to leave. You're making all of our ideas look bad. Then when he left, the Hiram sent for him to come back because they needed that anointing in that city to keep it going. Right here in Darrow, everything is prospering in Darrow. A little country ain't had nothing. They got a little mall out there. They got a store off the hook there. They don't know why. You got a gas company off the hook. They don't know why. But I spoke it over this area, prosperity to be over this area. A lot of them don't even belong to this church, but they don't know why. But they know that this church is a prosperous church. See, because it's designed to be prosperous. I'm removing all, somebody hear me now. I'm removing all financial bondage now. I'm removing all financial bondage. Any type of bondage you have in your finances because of this divine connection is being removed now. And and I love the scripture. It's one of my favorite scriptures. We need to live this scripture. John 10:10. The thief come not but to steal, kill, and destroy. Jesus said, I am come that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly. The might in it, if you don't have a revelation of it and don't know it's yours, you might not have it. But this morning, he want to tell you, and this is not a teaching lesson. This basically prayer prophetic. I'm removing all financial bondage now. I'm praying in tongue, and he bring me these things, you know, and I write them down. I didn't have a pad. I holler for my daughter to get the pad right quick so I could write them down, but I didn't know he wanted me to come and release them on you. Here's another one. I love it. Hebrews 1:14. I believe I got that scripture right. Hebrews 1:14. Put that up, because I'm about to make a statement on it. If not, I got to go find it. All right, here we go. Now, this one might be a little new to you. Pressing debt, DBT, will be turned over to debt cancellation angels. Debt cancellation. Not my first time. I was sitting there chair praying. Debt cancellation angel. And then he gave me that scripture, Hebrews 1:4, are not they all ministering spirit sent forth to minister for them who shall be heirs of salvation? Or all of you all are heirs of salvation, you couldn't be a partner. You're heirs of salvation. So he's saying here, now pressing debt will be turned over to debt cancellation angel. Hallelujah. You got it? Now, here's another one you're going to have to listen to real closely because I never heard it before. It is time for you to wear the money yoke of freedom. The money yoke of freedom. And you're over in Matthew 11:27. It would not happen without a revelation. Go to Matthew 11:27. It would not happen without a revelation. You cannot wear the money yoke anointed. In other words, it's a good yoke. It's my yoke. The Lord says, it's my yoke. If you're going to wear his yoke, but it's delivered by revelation. See, you're looking at Matthew 11:27. It's delivered by revelation. Then you go to 28, you go to 29. The Lord says, take my yoke upon you. But as a financial yoke, you can wear. I wear a financial yoke that I can't be broke. I cannot. There's nothing I can't have, nowhere I can't go, nothing I can't do. The ministry debt free, everything free. That's a yoke. So I'm yoked up with Jesus. He said, why? We'll never see that scripture. Come unto me, all you that live in heavy ladder about finances. That's the heaviest ladder we've been carrying. Take my yoke over here and learn of me. For I'm meek and lowly in heart, you'll find rest for your soul. Now, I'm gonna ask you a question. Have you ever related that scripture to finances? Don't lie. See, you got to swap yoke. What is Isaiah 10:27? Said anointed, destroy the yoke and remove the burden. Well, all financial yoke and financial burden that are not from God is removed off of your life today. And now Jesus is yoking you with his financial ability or his financial anointing. Very, very, very simple. From this day forward, you wear financial blessing yoke. I can't be broke. I'll never be broke another day in my life. I'm stepping into a debt-free life. Say debt-free three times, debt-free. And don't be afraid of it. Don't be afraid. Don't look at none of your family members. Don't look at nothing. Just listen to me this morning. There's a debt-free anointing in this impartation. See yourself out of debt. And watch yourself. Don't buy things ahead of time. Don't go get yourself in a pile of debt just to act like you got money. Just follow the plans, the purpose of God. He'll show you how to do it, all right? So we got the debt cancellation of angels, and that this is new to me. And then we got the financial blessing yoke on. Wow. Now, this ministry wears the Abraham connection anointing in Genesis 12. I want you to know that. I have to talk to you real firm and strong because I know you believe in my ministry, and I can say some things to you as partners that the average person couldn't have. But I want you to have the concept and know that everything accomplished, all the finances, has nothing to do per se with me. It's God. So this ministry where the Abraham connection anointing, that's Genesis 12, 1 through 3. And you're connected. I remember I was preaching in New Orleans, and that revelation came to me. Also Isaiah 45, 1 through 3 talks about the anointing that goes with that connection. So you're wearing the self-same anointing that I'm wearing on my life by connection. And you can see what happened, you know, Abraham in Genesis 12, 3. I did all that. I had to separate from my family, went off and built a house in another city. I had to come out from a lot of churches, denomination. I had to separate myself from, disconnect, in order for God to have us here this morning, sitting in this meeting and being released these things on you. So I'm releasing the money come as anointing on you. I'm going to say a few more things, then I'm going to close because I have the Lord. Here's a few things. We must stop knowing so much and experiencing so little. Dominion, potentious, protection and direction is upon you the rest of your life. Growing, knowing, and flowing is upon you now. All blind spot will be healed now. The ability to build will work from a new blueprint on your life right now. You ready? Breakthroughs will come impossible to count. Breakthroughs will come impossible to count. Your boldness will be frightened to all your opposition. All the families of the earth that connects with you will walk in unmeasurable blessings. Let me show you one more thing, then I'll close. As a note I turned to that I want to give you. Give me a minute. Creating an atmosphere for the financial glory to fall. The glory of God will not automatically fall in any place. You got to create an atmosphere for it. But there's a financial glory. Oh, yeah, I got it. There's a financial glory. I got it. Haggai 2, verse 6. That's why I pulled the clue. I couldn't find it. It was in another page. For thus said the Lord of hosts, yet once it is a little while, and I will shake the heaven and the earth and the sea and the dry land. Go to the next verse. And I will shake all nations, and the desire of all nations shall come, and I will fill this house with glory, said the Lord of hosts. Now he's going to tell you what come with that glory. Go to the next verse. The silver is mine. That's part of the glory. And the gold is mine, said the Lord of hosts. And verse 9. And I'm going to get the glory of this latter house shall be greater than of the former, said the Lord of hosts. And is it in this place will I give peace, said the Lord. You can't have no peace without no money. Not in this world. I know, I've been there. You ain't got no peace. So financial glory, never heard that before, is being released on your life today. It is a divine assignment of this ministry to set all who connect into financial freedom. And last, then I'm going to pray. It doesn't matter who or what try to block you, they will be removed. Father, we thank you for this impartation to partners this morning. We thank you that each partner on the line, that the revelation of these impartations will begin to bring forth manifestation and demonstration. I pray over the ministers and the ministries that are listening in their cities, in their town. It will start flowing into all their members. We thank you so much for a fresh anointing this morning as we connect, as we flow together in partnership, that revelation and knowledge will flow in our hearts and manifestation and demonstration. I thank you for every partner in the name of Jesus. Amen. Now, I want to read some of the new partners. That's Jesse West. He's from California. Daniel and Felicia from South Africa. Don Churchill from Louisville, Texas. Now, I might call your name wrong. Don't get Claudette Banks from Illinois. Adam and Venetia Cockrell from Illinois. Donna Batten from Georgia. They're from all over. Diana Washington from California. Mile from Florida. I can't pronounce your name. I'm not going to mess it up. Kevin and Michael English from Baltimore. Emily. Lavalesis. Lavalesis. I'm saying it right?
Lavalesis.
Yes, sir. All right. I don't believe you pronounce it right either. From Georgia. I don't believe it. I don't believe you pronounce it right. Let's see who we got here. I'm taking a chance here. That's the same lady. Rhonda Allen from Houston, Texas. Adam and Venetia, I guess Red Cockrell. Jason and Tricia Fitz from Miami. Don Church here from Terra Red Don. I'm trying. India William from Hinesville, Georgia. I mean, it's coming from all over the world. And we just, what we do, and I'm going to close, what we do is, I got prayer wall. This ministry is a good sized ministry. So I got a lot of space to put people's pictures. But people pictures up on the prayer wall like this. And I walk around the prayer wall. Then one of my secretaries get me a chair. And can they see it?
Yes, sir.
One of my secretaries get a chair. And I sit there and pray over. Vision. I go up. So I stand up and walk. I look at your picture. And I pray a while. Be sensitive to the spirit. But there's a prayer wall. So those of you who have not sent your picture, make sure to send those pictures to my staff, so we can have you up on that wall. We got plenty of places to put you. When I run out that hall, I got another hall. I got another hall. And I walk those halls and pray for you. Great blessing be upon you. Father, I thank you right now that every impartation, every revelation that been spoken, that the Holy Spirit will take it. It's not by might nor by power, but it's by your spirit. I thank you for every partner. I thank you that some been with me many, many years. I thank you that churches are in partnership with my ministry. I thank you that the blessing that is upon my life come upon their lives, their ministry, their families, their home, their business. Thank you, Father, for this time of partnership connection. In Jesus' name, amen. That's it, son. It's a wrap.